A surge in largely unvaccinated COVID patients is slamming hospitals across the country. Florida is receiving 200 desperately needed ventilators from the federal government. Mississippi has zero ICU beds available. In Texas, 10,000 residents have been hospitalized with COVID this week alone. At least 53 hospitals are reporting maximum capacity in their intensive care units. Esmael Porsa, a top health official in Harris County, which includes Houston, told state legislators Tuesday, "I'm frightened by what is coming." Dr. Ben Saldana is an ER doctor at Houston Methodist. Dr. Saldana, we're seeing images of young people on ventilators, and yet Texas's vaccination rate is only 45%, and Governor Abbott has banned mask mandates. What's it like for you to see people who are infected when it was preventable? Are you having those conversations?
We are, and daily we do see opportunities to educate folks and firmly and kindly and say, listen, you're hospitalized, you have COVID, I understand you have regret, but this is what we're going to do together to get you better. Are we angry? We're not happy at the situation, right? We're more sad, though, because we know the answer. You know, I'll tell you, the funny thing is there is this lack of a desire to get a vaccine, which is an EUA-approved vaccination. But there is a huge desire now to get an EUA-approved monoclonal antibody infusion in the first 10 days of infection. We are being bombarded with requests by people who did not want to vaccinate, but now emergently need to get an infusion to help with their symptoms.
So let's be clear about that.
Ironic.
Yeah, it is. I mean, because they've been misinformed. They've been told that this isn't a legitimate vaccine. It is. It's been authorized. And so now, while they rejected that, they're asking for a life-saving treatment that has the same exact kind of authorization as the vaccine does. What are you seeing as you scan in your mind now? Who's there? Who are the patients? Some of the things that you've seen, if you can reflect for us. We can't be in there with you.
Yes. So we're seeing people come in, you know, on oxygen that are telling us they've never had any medical issues in their life. They're in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and they are having feelings of chest tightness, like someone's sitting on them. They can't sleep because they are fearful that they won't wake up because of this feeling like they can't take a deep breath. So they're scared. And, you know, those ages and those people without any comorbids are needing hospitalization. And so we're seeing patients now at a younger age. I think about 42% of all of our hospitalizations are between 25 and 50, where before it was an older population, they were a lot sicker. Our hospitalizations are growing at a rapid rate.
What are you seeing in your staff?
You know, we're seeing folks that are tired. The front line is one of they're a resilient group. We're like a family. We talk a lot on blogs and educate each other and kind of keep our spirits up. We have implemented ways of making sure people take time when they need it. We're keyed into being mindful of when people are getting a little burnout, and that looks like sleeplessness and maybe a little more depression than normal. You know, so we're also, unfortunately, because of the increase in infection, seeing providers get infected. So we are increasing our surveillance, which looks like testing our employees, whether they're symptomatic or not, on a more frequent basis so we can keep ourselves healthy so we can help others.
Your governor, Greg Abbott, has been steadfast in his refusal to enact statewide mandates on masks. He's prohibiting local officials from putting mask mandates in place in their own communities. But he's also calling for healthcare workers from other parts of the country to come help Texas and put their lives, their families, their children in danger. Your thoughts on that?
So it is very interesting. Those that do not support the care of their community, the unfortunate thing is that they were the first to line up for a vaccination and the first to seek help in our institutions when they need it. We saw examples of that in our last presidency, and I think it's important for all of us to take a step back and take a good look at who is speaking when we hear messages.
Yeah, you're being very diplomatic. And just, have you seen children?
Yes, we're seeing infants more than we did before, infants that then have to go to a children's hospital, which is now overrun. And these are kids that are not suffering chronic illness. These are kids that were just exposed by folks that are unmasked and maybe practicing a daily life that is not respective of the CDC guidance that we have been given for 18 months.
Tough. ER Dr. Ben Saldana at Houston Methodist Hospital. Thank you so much and best of luck to you.
Thanks for having us.